This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Double red flags are flying at popular Bathtub Reef Beach in Martin County. It's due to the presence of toxic algae. It's not the first time the algae released in water drained from Lake Okeechobee has caused such a closure. Several beaches saw the algae reach the shore in 2016 as well. It's a battle for businesses in Martin County, but they may be able to get some help from the state's Small Business Development Center network. Its CEO, Michael Myrie, joins us now. First off, can you tell us a little bit about the network itself?
Certainly. The Florida SBDC is the state's principal business assistance organization. Our goal is to provide access to intelligence experts, professional business consultants at no cost to small and medium-sized businesses. Our goal or purpose is to ultimately help our small and medium-sized businesses in Florida grow and ultimately add jobs to the economy.
Okay, so right now in parts of the state, we're dealing with toxic algae and red tide. What kind of help are you going to be able to give these businesses?
The Florida SBDC has business recovery and resiliency experts. It's a segment of our consultant workforce to help businesses, hopefully before a disaster occurs, adequately plan for a disaster and ultimately a quick recovery from such a disaster. But when a disaster strikes, we also assist small businesses in the recovery process, helping them access state and federal disaster funding assistance, either through the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program administered by the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, or if federal assistance is available, that federal assistance through the U.S. Small Business Administration.
And the governor did just request that.
And the governor did, yes, just request federal assistance, correct.
Okay, so you can put them in touch with the right people to get where they need to be.
Yeah, our goal is to actually provide one-on-one assistance to those small business owners, helping them prepare the applications and the necessary support documentation to those disaster assistance applications so they can avoid any missteps along the way in that application process for assistance.
And that can be kind of tricky.
Certainly. It can be extremely tricky, and especially in times of disaster, physical disasters especially, where maybe certain business records were wiped away or just not organized in a way that they need to compile them in order to support their application for assistance.
And how does somebody get in touch with your organization?
Best way is to reach us via our website at www.floridasbdc.org, and there they can find the location nearest to them. We have 45 offices statewide.
Okay. And you mentioned you were looking for small and medium-sized businesses. What would be a definition of that?
Well, the Florida SBDC can assist any business with fewer than 500 employees. But most of the businesses that we assist generally have between 0 and 100 employees.
So you mentioned it is best to plan for a situation such as this before it happens.
We try right from the start when a business or an aspiring business comes to the Florida SBDC network for assistance. We always try to help them think about a couple of things. Business resiliency, whether or not it's from a man-made or natural disaster. And we also help them think about long-term exit strategy or succession of the business as well. Thinking long-term is always in the best interest of any small business enterprise.
We've been speaking with Michael Myrie, CEO of the Florida Small Business Development Center Network, with locations throughout the state. You can find out more by following the link on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.